Hello, I'm Dr. Liesel Sleerbusch. I'm a social scientist from South Africa and the lead author of a study that was published in the Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology Journal. The study is a scoping review of the research available on the participation of young people with disabilities and or chronic health conditions who are living in low and middle income countries. But before I tell you more about participation, let me quickly introduce you to my four co-authors. Participation is an interesting word. We frequently use the word, we frequently hear the word, and we intuitively understand the meaning of the word. Yet, as scientists, for us, this is a tricky word. It's not easy to define exactly what we mean when we talk about participation, and it's just as challenging to measure participation. Now, you might be asking why all this trouble to study participation? Well, because it's arguably one of the most important outcomes for young people with disabilities or chronic health conditions and their families. For them, being included in the everyday life activities of society is not only a human right, but also being involved in these activities offers them the opportunity to learn and grow and to develop. Fortunately, there are researchers all over the world who are spending a great deal of time to help us to be better at understanding participation. One of the ways we can define participation is to say that it consists of two elements. The first one is attendance. You have to be there. You have to be included. Yet, this doesn't capture the full understanding of participation. When you are there, you also need to be involved or take part in the activity, and this is what we call involvement. So I'm sure you will agree that understanding the participation of young people with disabilities and or chronic health conditions is extremely important. We also know that the majority of the children with these difficulties live in low and middle income countries. So what do we know about their participation? Well, that is what our review was all about. In short, we can now say that we still know very, very little. Of the very little that we know most about children with disabilities, we know almost nothing about children with chronic health conditions, and we know absolutely nothing about children with mental health conditions. So this map shows the geographical distribution of the 74 studies included in our review. And as you can see, the grey-coloured countries are low- and middle-income countries where we did not find a single published study. For the checkered countries, we found between 1 and 5 studies. And for the 4 green countries, that's India, Turkey, South Africa, and Brazil, we found more than 6 studies per country. The majority of the studies focused on attendance, or the being there part, which is telling us a little bit more about whether children are included or not. But a very few studies focused on involvement, or a combination of both these dimensions, meaning that we know very little about the experience of participation. Ending on a positive note, since 2007, there has been a consistent upward trend in the amount of participation publications from low and middle income countries. I hope that the short video got you interested in participation. Please feel free to read our study for a much more detailed analysis. And with that, I want to say thank you to a whole team of people who helped make this study possible.